Hello, our dear one. We are here. We are delighted to be in your presence, and we are always honored to have an opportunity to share insight and messages to help you all along personally, as well as collectively, for when one benefits, the all benefits, and vice versa, for you are all so beautifully interconnected. And this level and depth of interconnectedness is growing, it is intensifying, and we are seeing a beautiful bond of love and light that is beginning to move from one being to the other more seamlessly. And for this, we commend all of you for your work, for your commitment, for your dedication to accessing a higher consciousness, one that is going to guide you along this timeline more smoothly and more seamlessly. We are now attuning into the very definition of one's essence, of one's core essence. As you all know, you are all beings of the light. You are interconnected to each other, yes, but you are also connected to what you would refer to as the divine, as source, as the prime creator, as the all, as unity consciousness. This is, we will call, this beautiful divine presence, an intelligent, high vibrational, highly conscious light that animates all of you, that animates all things. It is the mothership of all consciousness. All consciousness connects with and feeds this central consciousness and vice versa. That is, there is no experience, no knowledge that exists in isolation. There is no energy that exists as an island. It flows, and it flows between all of you, and it all in the end originates from the source, and it all returns to the source. But you are all individual specks of consciousness, specks of light, if you will, who are experiencing individuality through your own journey, whether it is a journey of incarnation or a journey in between incarnations. Your souls are always in a state of growth and expansion. But the path that you choose in order to yield this beautiful expansion, this is up to you. It is your divine choice. It is your free will to move to an experience that will best serve you. As such, humanity is here. You are all animating these physical human avatars, for lack of a better word. But within each of you, there is a consciousness, there is an energy that you can refer to as your essence. This is your energetic consciousness. It exists outside and beyond of your physical body. It even exists on some level, independently from your personalities. For your personalities are a projection of aspects of your consciousness that need delving into, that will grant you experiences to promote your growth. Your personality represents aspects of your consciousness, but there are aspects of your consciousness that transcend your personality. That is, your consciousness is far grander, far bigger and far brighter than the personality that you each possess and understand yourselves to have. Therefore, your personality, much like your physical body, they exist as extensions of yourself to help enrich your experience in this life. But they do not define you. You are solely defined by the light that is within you. This light can access all things, all consciousness, all healing, all joy, all love in an instant. It is simply a matter of learning to use this inner light as the pathway and the gateway to those higher energies. This light, this core essence that you are each within yourselves. This is your true self. It is the self of you that exists beyond, and even we will say independently from your physical structures and your human personalities. That is, when you come to the end of this incarnation, your essence will be intact, and your essence represents a part of the grander consciousness, a part of unity consciousness that you understand in this life is experienced individually, but energetically it is part of a whole. It is what animates the collective in the same way that your essence animates your physical body and allows your personality to flourish in ways that bring about learning and growth for yourself and for those around you. And so this essence that you are inside of yourself, it is who and what you have always been through all incarnations, in between incarnations. It may even entail gifts, abilities, and experiences that you may not be aware of, or that perhaps you have not yet learned to access in this lifetime. But they are there. Perhaps it is more appropriate for those aspects of your essence to flourish in between incarnations, or perhaps in another off-world incarnation. But all that you need for your human experience is also carried, and we will say amplified, from an essential level, that is, from your essence, and it moves energetically through your personality, through your physical construct, in order to shape the reality that you have chosen for your experience. There is far, far more that we can say to define what it is to connect in with your essence. It is about connecting to your root source, your inner consciousness, the aspect of you that is unbound, unlimited, and we will say exists infinitely, energetically. It is in all places and it is in one place all at the same time. Imagine this as a point of light along an infinite energetic cosmic web. You, at an individual level, or rather through the experience of individuality, are that point or that speck of light. But that speck of light is what you see, feel, and experience that is in fact a part of the whole, a part of a much larger, intricate, energetic web of consciousness and love. This is who and what you are at an essential level. It is the aspect of you that transcends all limits, all boundaries, whether they are physical or other. We thank you for hearing us and for feeling us. Blessings to all.